The 1 hour plan for growth. How a single sheet of paper can take your business to the next level. Author, Joe Calhoun. Are you ready to get started? Create a powerful plan to grow your business on a single sheet of paper. Get ready to answer these three questions. 1. Where do you want to go? Step 1, 25 minutes. 2. Where are you now? Step 2, 10 minutes. 3. How will you get from here to there? Step 3, 25 minutes. In the next hour, you can create a clear and compelling plan to grow your business. You will experience the clarity that leads to action and results. An effective growth planning system is the best indicator of whether your business will grow. It's time to develop your plan and learn a system that will serve you for the rest of your life. Part 1. Planning for growth. The three-step planning process. Step 1. Where do you want to go? Start by defining the long-term aspirations that drive you and your team. These include your vision, mission, and values. In this step, you will also define your measures of success, your objectives. Step 2. Where are you now? After you know where you want to go, it's time to identify where you are now. What are the big issues that must be addressed? Identify your 5 to 10 most important issues. Step 3. How will you get there from here? Last, identify how you will get from where you are now to where you want to go. Define the major categories of work to be done, your strategies, and who will do what, by when, and priorities. The 6 elements and the 3 time frames. Your plan to grow your business does not have to be complicated. There only have to be 6 essential elements. In your organization, the first 3 elements are long-term: vision, mission, and values. Once established, they remain consistent for years to come. The next 2 elements are mid-term: objectives and strategies. They are usually redefined every year. The last element is short-term: priorities. Priorities are defined and achieved within 30 to 90 days. Part 2. Where do you want to go? Vision. What big goal would inspire you and your team? 6 minutes. A vision is a concise word picture of your organization's ideal future. Your vision should be measurable, achievable, and inspiring. The customer-centered mission statement. What contribution do you make to your customers' lives? 6 minutes. A mission statement is a clear and compelling statement of why your organization exists. A good mission defines the ultimate benefit, the unique contribution you make to your customers' lives. Values. What standards will help your team enjoy working together? 6 minutes. Values determine your standards of behavior, your code of conduct, how people want to treat each other. Values help your team enjoy working together. They are commitments regarding how our team will treat others. Objectives. How will you measure success? 7 minutes. Objectives are measures of your success and organization performance. Growth-focused objectives include customer measures, employee measures, and financial measures. Part 3. Where are you now? Facing the brutal realities. What are the big issues that must be addressed? 10 minutes. In order to focus on the few things that have the greatest impact on your business growth, you'll want to apply the 80-20 principle. But the point, as Richard Koch states in his book, The 80-20 Principle, is that there is an inbuilt imbalance between causes and results, inputs and outputs, and effort and reward. As you grow your business, the 80-20 principle will help you. Focus on what's important. Reduce what's not important. Part 4. How will you get from here to there? Strategies. What are the major categories of work to be done? 15 minutes. Strategies are the high-level choices you make that determine the course your company is going to follow. They answer the question, how are you going to get from where you are now to realizing your vision? You may have as many as 5 strategies. Strategies may be the most important element of your business growth plan. That's often why it's called a strategic plan. Strategies provide a focus on essential areas where you work to grow your business. Ideas in 8 strategic categories to help you grow a more productive and profitable business. Below are ideas you may want to consider if you are developing and/or implementing any of these strategies. Human resources, your people. Physical resources, your equipment, resources, and physical space. Financial resources, your access to capital. Profit requirements, your ability to make profit. Innovation, your products and services. Marketing and sales, selling your products and services. Productivity, delivery. Delivering your products and services. Social responsibility, giving back. Priorities, who will do what, by when? 10 minutes. Priorities are the specific tasks to be accomplished by individuals. Priorities are important, but usually not urgent. Priorities may include goals to achieve, problems to solve, or capacities to develop. Action plans, putting it on the calendar and getting it done. An action plan is a list of specific steps with due dates to achieve a priority. An action plan is simple and powerful. If achieving a priority is like climbing a mountain, the action plan details each individual step you must take. Although action plans won't fit on a business growth plan, they will provide the necessary clarity to take action, manage your time more effectively, and make progress. Here's how it works. Action plans help you achieve priorities. Priorities help you achieve strategies, and strategies help you achieve your vision. Part 5. Engaging your team. If you choose to engage your team in the process, you will experience the exhilaration of being on the same page and achieving extraordinary results that can only be achieved as people work together. In order to engage the best efforts of today's workers, involve your team in this planning process. You can create a plan without any involvement from your team, but you won't have as much buy-in. You know the principle: no involvement, no commitment. When you ask for people's opinions, you make them feel important and give them a sense of ownership and commitment to the plan. And your plan is made stronger through their contributions. 3 steps to define and achieve your team's business growth plan. Follow these simple steps to get your team on the same page and achieve higher results of performance. 1. Assemble the right teams. Involve the right people at the right time in the process. Start with the leader, then the leadership team, and eventually the entire organization. 2. Develop the business growth plan annually. Invest enough, but not too much time in the process. An initial draft of your plan can be created in an hour or so by each of the leaders. In one day's time, the leadership team can get on the same page with shared vision, mission, values, objectives, strategies, plus individual priorities for each participant. You may want to use an outside facilitator to keep the process on track. You can usually run an effective employee meeting to get your employees on the same page in about an hour. 3. Celebrate your progress and set new priorities monthly. The process of celebrating your progress, reviewing your plan, and setting new priorities sustains performance over time. Minute 61. We have walked you through the 1-hour plan for growth. You can build an extraordinary business and live an extraordinary life. It's happening every day in businesses around the world. The key is to discover point A. That's where you're standing. Point B. That is where you want to go. And the vehicle which will drive and directions you will follow to advance all the way from A to B.